to another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back, and it's the 15th day of January 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen, as always. What a week. What a week. I usually come to the show with a lot of topics and news that we want to provide analysis for. And this week, it's just been such a roller coaster of silly media and things that, we're going to talk about pop culture, the fifth estate, the Hollywood elite, and the temper tantrums, and the just almost, it is ridiculous. It's not almost, it's just, it's almost unbelievably ridiculous stuff that happened this week. So, I'm glad to see that 2017 is already kind of becoming more interesting by the day. Makes me happy to do this show. This show is Blacklisted Radio. By the way, you can go to our website, blacklistedradio.com. We have an interactive chat room there. We have a lot of cool stuff free on the house, gratis. And we have ways to interact. We have the text line, 512-222-3067. If you'd like to call into the show, and you may tonight, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, or you can just, tweet at me, BLN Radio is the handle. So where to start? Let's just talk about Donald Trump for a while, because he's really the elephant in the room. Big story this week, huge, mega, colossal story came out of CNN and BuzzFeed about, let's just be frank. I think the frost is off the pumpkin. Golden showers, peeing. Donald Trump paying hookers to pee on the bed there where Barack Obama slept. This became one of the best fake news stories. I mean, you can't find a more fake news story than this thing that has been a combination of John McCain and other intelligence insiders and the media working together, for months trying to put this story out there. The timing is kind of unusual. I think there was, anything that really happened, it seems underwhelming and just not a really good time. It's not advantageous to bring this out now. Before Hillary was put to the pasture, would have been a great time to bring this story out. It doesn't matter that it's completely fabricated. There's zero evidence of anything being there, that the media ran with the story that has zero evidence behind it, because it's funny. It's absolutely funny. People don't care if it's real. People are just enjoying this idea. I think, honestly, this kind of makes Donald Trump more relatable to the social justice warriors and those on the left. I commented Boing Boing, which is boingboing.net's a long running blog that, from time to time has pretty interesting stuff. But they ran this story and they're like, this bombshell story. It's huge, it's huge. So I get into it. Well, unnamed sources, unverified, unsubstantiated, on the condition of anonymity, blah, blah, blah. Just all the hallmarks of something that's absolutely fake. And when I noted that, I actually commented on the article. People were like, who cares? It's hilarious. Hilarious. So there is that. Why do people care? I think it's probably the same reason why people care what Rosie O'Donnell thinks. I took a little flack for posting Kurt Nimmo's article about Rosie O'Donnell. If you haven't heard, she would be willing to accept martial law. So a one-time sweetheart of the 9/11 truth movement, when she talked about Building 7 and 9/11 truth, people kind of warmed up to her. And I think just her leftist politics have turned off many of those out there. So anyway, who cares what Rosie O'Donnell thinks? Not I. The only reason I posted the article is just for people to make comment. And this is something truly, that I find entertaining. Donald Trump, pee parties, whatever. I mean, that's kind of funny. And if you really want to believe it, and that's what matters. People want to believe the story, and they just like talking about it. SNL did a huge skit, huge, bigly skit about it. And, you know, it rolls on. Now, yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell thing, I mean, yeah, it's just a horrible precedent that, you know, you would have elected president, whether you like them or not. But just because of some scandal, because of some investigation, the people voting in this country through our electoral process being denied the mandate that has been put forward to have Donald Trump be the president of the United States of America or anybody else. I mean, if you liked him, it'd be a different story. All of this, all of these planned protests and, you know, just weird analysis, you know, that he could be impeached before he even gets there. 15 different ways Donald Trump could be ousted, assassinated, impeached. I mean, he's the outsider. He's definitely the X factor in this equation. So some other fake news came out. Oh, by the way, I should mention this. U2 has delayed their new album release due to the election of Donald Trump because the world is now, quote, in a different place than when we wrote the songs, or rather when the songs were written. Pretty funny to me. Yeah, it's just this has to seem like the ultimate tragedy. And of course, I've talked often about Bono and YouTube. Not a big fan. I'm not going to rant and rail about it. But, you know, just this reaction by people in media, especially you know, in Hollywood, big music, all of the people that tried to make this Trump train derail, if you will. Yeah, one of the things I think is well worth pointing out to people that think that Russia affected the election. Go to the popular vote. She won, apparently, by 2 million votes. So if Russia was able to hack the election in whatever capacity, whatever you believe, and it's really hard to believe much that comes out of you know, these hearings and these investigations that are put out there for the public. It's hard to really buy any of it. But if they did, then, you know, how did they lose with the popular vote? You know, start seeing, you know, smoke coming out of people's ears. She won. She really did win. Sorry, that's just not the way it works in this country. It's part of the Constitution. If you don't like the way, you know, states vote, then, you know, you should make an amendment to the Constitution. Otherwise, quit crying about it. But, you know, it's like Michael Moore. He's like Rosie O'Donnell. Who cares? Why are you a figurehead? Why do you matter anymore? To me, I'm still kind of befuddled by the people that are still behind Bernie. You know, yeah, Bernie. I mean, I guess you have to be if you went out there and got a tattoo. But those people that still think that he's relevant, I mean, at least, you know, Hillary knows that she's not relevant. They are closing down the Clinton Foundation. The foundation is getting rid of the Clinton Global Initiative. Popular tactic. I mean, I don't think she can go out there and get $256,000 plus for speeches any longer. Took a lot of money from the same bankers that, of course, you know, the Goldman Sachs out there. Those people that are now deeply entrenched in the deep state through the Treasury Department appointments of Donald Trump. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's plenty of things that people could be critiquing rather than silly pee-pee stories. You know, the Mike Pompeo pick, you know, this is a guy that believes that the government should take all metadata. And now, if you didn't hear about it, it's pretty well known that Barack Obama has only extended the NSA's domestic surveillance powers to widely share to fusion centers, to local police departments around the nation. So much of your financial, private information, and You know, if you fear authoritarianism, as I do, as we all should, because it's not just here in the United States, it's a global trend where governments are becoming more authoritarian, more controlling of free media, more controlling over the internet and the type of information and suitable information that that their citizenry, of course, for their own benefits, receives. And we're talking to all the members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, China, Russia, the U.S., the U.K. are all becoming much more authoritarian. So that is a bad trend. It's not something unique to the United States, but it's something with the specter of terrorism, with the specter of financial crises, the specter of uncertainty that governments utilize to give themselves more power, more money, and more control. So that's something that we could talk about. I'm surprised they're not talking about his two vaccine experts, Robert Kennedy and Dr. Wakefield. Kennedy more of an activist and outspoken vaccine critic or skeptic, not so much on the vaccines themselves, but the very limited liability that pharmaceutical companies have with vaccines. And, you know, this whole notion that one vaccine is okay for 300 million people, that just can't be the case. So without, you know, going into that, I mean, I would that's why I'm kind of surprised and maybe a little shocked that this hasn't received a whole lot more scrutiny as we go in the next few weeks. We might see that. So there's a lot of things that we could talk about with Donald Trump that are deeply disturbing. But, you know, it's almost, you know, a daily dose of propaganda. You just, you know, it's almost this emotional swinging back and forth that really keeps people from having, you know, I think, pointed conversations and real discourse about issues coming up. So some people are just, you know, so emphatically behind Trump that they're not willing to be critical. And that's what happened to the left and the anti-war movement and people like Michael Moore and others out there that are just uninteresting. And I'm not sure, other than the media giving them a platform, you know, people like Bill Maher and CNN, you know, having these guys on to talk about their million man march to oppose Trump. I mean, let's talk about the people that have led us to this point that you don't like. Okay, it's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump might do a lot of things you don't like. And yeah, I mean, it's great to go out there and tell him, hey, you know, don't become an authoritative dick. Don't round up people like my grandmother, if that's the way you feel about it. You know, that's one of the great things in this country. But, you know, the right to be critical. But, you know, this notion that he's already done all of these evil things with the things he said and he hates women. I mean, Kellyanne Conway is his right-hand woman. I mean, okay, so is he really that much of a chauvinist? Does he really hate women? He seems like he's surrounded with a lot of women, and a lot of people in business happen to be women. So, you know, I just don't buy that. You know, it's like, well, you know, he hates the Jews. He's anti-Semitic. Man, I mean, somebody hates the Jews, he's doing those in Israel a lot of favors. The Palestinian conflict, the two-state solution. I mean, all of those things are definitely, you know, big question marks as we move into 2017, moving, you know, ambassador to the embassy, rather, and the ambassador, he goes along with it, to Tel Aviv and to Jerusalem, or moving, you know, supporting the pilgrims, as they like to call themselves, the people that are pushing, you know, the Palestinians off what little land they have left. I mean, it's huge, huge issue, because you have so many people that believe that this land belongs to them. And a two-state solution is just not going to work, because you're going to have what Trump is you know, saying he's willing to recognize, and that is this Jewish state. And that's basically, you know, a theocracy. It's a government for the Jews, by the Jews. And if you're not a Jew, well, F you. Well, that's probably not going to work. That's, if you have one government that is, you know, constitutional republic that treats all people equally, Palestinians, Muslims, Jews, hey, how about those Christians? That would probably make a lot more sense to me. So two-state solution, never going to really work in my mind. And, I mean, we've had 47 years, maybe longer, maybe even I think we're going into the 50th year of let me do the math here, 60th year of the state of Israel. So that's why I'm just not too impressed, you know, with what's being talked about. Not even, you know, just in the – I mean, you expect that from the mainstream media. The alternative media is caught up in, you know – I don't know, a lot of sidebar non-issues just to kind of pump content. It's been kind of slow over the first 2 weeks, so you see that a lot. People are really interested in what Rosie O'Donnell and other people like that are saying. So let's talk about Trump for a moment, becoming the president of the United States. Now, there was a story that just came out Friday saying that mid-ceremony, Donald Trump fired the head of the National Guard that was set for the inauguration. This seemed to be something, we're saying it's unprecedented that this would happen, and people wondered, you know, kind of moving from last week's show, if you listen to it, we talked a lot about the deep state, and we talked about how the intelligence agencies seem to be fractured. Donald Trump, I mean, this week used his own apparent sting operation to prove that the intelligence briefings that he was receiving or not receiving, and of course, you know, who was telling the media that he was not receiving his intelligence briefings makes no sense other than leakers, people that are working with the media, putting that out. So, you know, he's a pretty smart guy. This is something that is unprecedented, and he stung the press briefers that the CIA, you know, up until this point has had these handlers, and that's really what it's about. It's not so much that they're sharing information with Donald Trump. I mean, there is some of that pro quo, but more of it's about extracting what he plans on doing and making contingencies. It's about getting information and about handling the president or president-elect in this case. So, you know, people are like, oh my God, why doesn't he want these intelligence briefings? This is extremely dangerous. And I mean, the very, I think, you know, important point or statement by what's his name? Schumer. Chuck Schumer. I was like, he's a gay Jew. Gay Jew. What's his name? Sorry. Chuck Schumer, who said that, you know, they've got six different ways to Sunday to screw you over. So watch out when you go after the intelligence agencies. And really, I mean, it speaks to who is in control of this country. You know, who's in control? If you dare not talk about the CIA or be critical of the CIA, if you want to intervene in the operations, the day-to-day operations, what are they going to do? Are they going to leak fake news to the media about you to disrupt your plans and to shame you? Are they going to use, I don't know, PP videos or other things, or just the allure of those being out there to shame and to hurt the president? Well, there you go. All right, so quick break. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way. Your phone calls are up next right here on Blacklisted Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile?
All right, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is the mothership. If you go to RBN, which is republicbroadcasting.org, phone numbers there, other things that you can, other shows. So if you like this one, you might find others that are compelling as well. They are brave. Brave people that put this show on the airwaves for an hour every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we thank them for doing so. You can go to my website, blacklistedradio.com, get exclusive content, all sorts of cool stuff there. So back to this fake story. Comes out that, well, there's a retraction. Didn't get a lot of notice, but there's two revisions of the story. Well, this whole firing of the National Guard midstream or mid-sentence was omitted from the second rendition. So it's amazing. I mean, the amount of effort that the Washington Post, of course, owned by billionaire Bilderberger Jeff Bezos, also the man who has a $560 million or billion, I'm not sure. Might just be, it's billions of dollars for the CIA data hub to run their own Facebook, their own fake book that's a social media network for spooks. Imagine that. How interesting. You want to friend me? We could talk about people that the Corsan Group, which is the new title for anybody that is affiliated with Al-Qaeda and that we don't like. Oh, by the way, a huge admission this week in leaked audio files that John Kerry wanted ISIS to ouster Assad. Now, shocking to absolutely no one, unless you're an idiot, unless you just have your head in the sand, that has always been the problem or the quagmire the U.S. government has, in that you're hiring terrorists, and there probably are some people that are legitimately in a civil war against their government because they think that Bashar al-Assad and his regime is oppressive. I mean, there are those people there. There's also people that are now opportunists that are looking for something to do, especially now that their homelands are blown up. And of course, there's a huge story that is going to get no attention, and that is that most of these jihadists, suicide bombers, and other crazies are coming from not Palestine, not Syria, not Iraq even, but Saudi Arabia. So it's conveniently taken away from the narrative, not discussed. I mean, there's just so much of this stuff out there that we try to counter. And so you see this war on fake news. I actually looked at blacklistednews.com and their ratings on some of these rating systems. There's one like Media Bias Fact Check. It says that we're left of center, but everything that we have is completely suspect. You would have to, you know, investigate it yourself. Some of them are less flattering. And I mean, it's almost a badge of honor when CNN, this is pretty epic, I thought, when they are just hand smacked even by the mainstream media, other media, Donald Trump refusing to give the CNN guy there, press hound, a question, just listening to him. Donald Trump, what do you got to say about it? I'm going to say nothing. You're fake news. You don't get a question. That was different. And I appreciate that. I do. You know, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump. I hope that some of the things that he does allows him, or, you know, the repealing of Obamacare, something that personally affects me, that I think it's just wrong. The government can find you and uses the IRS as a strong arm to force you to buy unaffordable health care. I think it's absolutely criminal. The only people that are banking on it or getting a good deal are people that are completely abjectly poor, and they're getting free WIC and other, you know, supplemental income from the government. So those are the people that, you know, primarily Democrats have targeted, you know, building a huge welfare system and trying to turn that into a huge voter base for the Democratic Party, you know, the engendering of this, you know, massive amounts of corruption that turn, you know, these systems into, you know, parasites. So anyway, more coming your way. Some other pretty interesting tidbits. One about Gaddafi, the real reason that he was killed by NATO on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com, yes, and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site
and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom.
This is something you won't want to miss. Go to aptdepart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
So my buddy did
get the
a lot of
I can get
it.
Too.
He's really good at all that stuff.
I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number
like,
two. Silent Salesman app at aptdepart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that's smooth, dry, and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you.
The whole radio
station was automated. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials, and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing better than the human touch, though.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons.
Your own stuff
like
or what?
EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss.
Okay.
Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits,
SoundCloud
and more.
Has like an
plus magpull clips and magazines.
Where I know
I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
That was,
did you know
that was my life for
40%
about 5 years,
of all cancer could be prevented?
That's
a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits.
This is where it's at. These people like love to do shows because they have stuff to sell.
They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
Yeah?
I don't take any supplement.
Why shamanism now? That sounds interesting. Why not? Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. Yeah, so the Washington Post, I mean, it's an outlet for fake news, propaganda, things that are not true, that the State Department, that the White House, that the Democrats primarily and the DNC want you to know. I mean, that was one of the things that was crystal clear during the election. Had nothing to do with the Russians, had everything to do with this cozy relationship between the Democrats and mainstream media, CNN primarily, Donna Brazile, you know, somebody, you talk about the incestuous relationship between big political parties, the two parties in this country especially, and media. I mean, that is their meal ticket. Who buys ads? It's politicians who pays for media to exist. In 2016, by far, by large, it was primarily drug ads. But during a big election year like 2016, I mean, billions were spent. The failed Hillary Clinton campaign, what was it, $1.8 billion spent? Well spent in this propaganda machine. So mention this. I'm not going to hear the fake news outlets, the mainstream media, touch upon this. But Foreign Policy Journal has a really interesting report. It identifies these emails from French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who's had a lot of his own problems and a lot of his own troubles politically and legally over the last few years. The corruption charges against him, I think there's some that are still outstanding. But anyway, he was the front man for leading this attack on Libya with five specific purposes in mind. One, to obtain Libyan oil. War for oil. No shocker here. Look to the Trump administration team. When you talk about big oil running government, the deep state literally is big oil. Rex Tillerson, somebody who has no political experience but headed, you know, multi-billion, multinational corporation with lots of ties to Russia and to the Balkans, to you know, all that untapped light sweet crude, wherever it may be. I mean, that's a pole position. Dick Cheney, I mean, one of the biggest advocates, returning to a militarized, you know, having military generals run civilian departments, hasn't been done since World War II. Not unprecedented. But anyway, back to this story. So Nicolas Sarkozy, who is he was also the architect of the Mediterranean Union. You know, this idea was stymied and kind of slowed down by the Egyptian uprising, the color revolution that took place there, that really moved across the Middle East and stopped in Saudi Arabia, where they started paying their citizens, gave them checks, $2,000, $2,500 checks. You know, that's how you get people to put out the torches and pitchforks. But anyway, so it never formed. A lot of the energy ports and conduits that were going to be used to bring these gas pipelines into Europe through Turkey, they are still, you know, they are the primary focus of policy, foreign policy, when it comes to the objectives of those in control. Big oil. So anyway, it's not surprising. The first thing is to steal their oil, ensure French influence in the region. Okay, that's not new. Increase Sarkozy's reputation domestically. Assert French military power. Hey, show them the big guns. And to prevent Gaddafi's influence in what is considered to be the Francophone of Africa. So anyway, the most astounding is the lengthy section delineating the huge threat that Gaddafi's gold and silver reserves, estimated at 143 tons and a similar amount in silver, posed to the French franc. Now, interestingly enough, just this week, Marine Le Pen, who's what they call the right anti-immigrant, you know, Nazi party leader there in France, she said that we want to bring the franc back. You know, and of course, looking at the future of the euro and where that economic union may lay. I mean, you know, you have Angela Merkel now talking about needing a European military. Russia is a perfect excuse to have to remilitarize Europe. And that costs a lot of money. And that's going to put a lot of money back into the military-industrial complex's hands. And so they love that. But anyway, I mean, this was a conspiracy theory a few years ago. They didn't want him to start his own currency. They didn't want that kind of economic power. I mean, when you have gold, you can start reserves. You can start your own currency with 143 tons of gold. And it wasn't so much even in Libya and in the French franc being pushed out. It was about African nations saying F you to AFRICOM and then moving on board with something that would have been an alternative, something that's gold backed, something that was Sharia law friendly. So, I mean, it's a huge story. And when you talk about the legacy, we've been watching the legacy of Barack Obama, giving Joe Biden the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's only a shame that he couldn't have given it to the one man that he really thought deserved that. And that, of course, in my opinion, is himself. But he gave it to Joe. His good buddy Joe got the Presidential Medal. So excited about this development. But, you know, and the media talking heads are focused on this legacy. I mean, Libya is the legacy. Syria is the legacy. Working with ISIS at the same time, paralyzing people in this country with the fear of it, but rooting them on at the same time. You know, how can your enemy, how can our morbid enemy to freedom and everything that is good? Let's not forget that they hate the gays. ISIS, that is. They are not progressive. They are not going to fit into any of these, social justice warrior, snowflake, Democrat, voting bases. They're just not going to work in this cockamamie scheme that the neocons, neoliberals, whatever you want to call them, interventionalists, and those that are meeting in Davos this upcoming week, this brainchild of their foreign policy is these, hundreds of thousands of starving children and millions of people in the Middle East over the last 15 years dead. No longer, I mean, just completely devastated the infrastructure. When you look at Syria, it's just an absolute shame what U.S. weapons and some Russian and Chinese, but mostly U.S. weapons have done to cities like Aleppo, these ancient cities that are, I mean, the roots of civilization, just watching those being blown to pieces. And all of the people, all of the fake progressives, all of those that engage openly and happily in cognitive dissonance and think that Barack Obama was somehow this peace savior and that his great foreign policy and Hillary Clinton would have saved us from war and authoritarianism. I mean, that's what they brought. That is their legacy. $20 trillion in debt. God only knows how much in unfunded liabilities and off record debt that has been accrued not by the state, not by the Federal Reserve, but by the American people. You know, we're flying all of these jerkbags, all of these elite to Davos, this annual meeting in Davos, where bankster gangsters and people pay big money to talk to Jamie Dimon, and they talk about the way the world is going to work in the future. And one of the biggest experiments, failed experiments, that we've seen recently is the de-dollarization of India. This is not something that the Indian government by itself has elected to do. And when you look at the ties, the deep ties to U.S. banks and U.S. regulators using India for the experimentation of going to a cashless type society, it is a U.S. idea. It's like, you know, Nazism. It goes back to Southern California. It goes back to Margaret Sanger and her proteges and those today that still reek or still have those ideas, you know, of eugenics and the like. I mean, that's these things, you know, they pop up in our own backyard, and ISIS, all of these groups, these horrible nemesis to freedom and everything that is good. You keep seeing that, you know, people that were under the Obama administration, people like John Kerry, were rooting them on. And I mean, that should be an epically huge story of great significance, only in that it proves the point that, hey, if you like what they're doing, you're probably not trying all that hard, you know, to stop them. Yeah, we're going after ISIS. Yeah. Trying real hard. So you're dropping weapons and food and supplies and giving them a tactical info, and you have CIA operators on the ground giving them instruction as, consultants, liaisons, whatever, you know, gentle, friendly term you want to call these private mercenary contractors. You know, that is so disingenuous. And that's why, I mean, I don't get upset in that I understand what's happening in the world. I think that I'm a little bit more aware than the average person. Not you out there listening. I mean, you guys are probably 10 times more astute. The message we get from people, professionals, throughout, you know, the arts and, I mean, just with a lot of different backgrounds and expertise. I know that, you know, most people realize that these silly stories, as infuriating as they are really only out there for the general public. When you talk to people, you know, in foreign policy groups and other, the Brookings Institute, I mean, they will openly talk about what has happened in Libya. I mean, you know, foreign policy journals, people that really understand history and historians actually care about what happened. Short term, it's just a bunch of BS to get the people, you know, to not riot, to not pick up their torches again and refire and grab the pitchforks and start heading to the Federal Reserve, to the Treasury, to the you know, the head of the White House, Barack Obama, until the 20th, unless something happens, unless Rosie O'Donnell gets her martial law. But anyway, I mean, it's just one of these things that's kind of getting completely washed off to the side of all of the constant coverage of silliness. So that brings me to this story. Theresa May to call for clean and hard Brexit as UK warns of market correction. More fake news, fake reaction to freak people out. The Brexit is important not because of the ideological issues with independence and sovereignty. It's important because it's one of the few times we've seen a real break from this mobilization, this forward movement towards a integrated, globalized society in the eyes of the architects that put together the Eurozone. And you know, this is a 50-plus year plan, 60-plus year plan. I mean, you know, everybody was shocked. Well, I guess we're going to just have this Euro thing. Don't know where that popped up from, but it seems convenient. Don't have to change in my money when I'm traveling across Europe. How convenient for us. Anyway, the Euro, creation of the Eurozone and the monetary unit Euro went through pretty quickly, and it had winners and losers, just like in almost every deal. Many of these countries were losers, were the recipients of not only less value compared to their own national currencies, but now they were in less control of their own monetary and fiscal policies. And, you know, he who controls money, it's the spice. He who controls the spice controls the universe. He who controls the printing and issuing of debt, aka money, reserve notes, has a lot of power. And with that power, they have really overextended the euro itself, and the creation of enormous amounts of debt cannot really outweigh the natural forces. At some point, you have two things that are colliding here. One, debt currency, debt-issued, government-issued money is slowly becoming antiquated, and that may be a good or bad thing. National-backed currencies don't have as much relevance as they once did. Bitcoin, love it, hate it, wherever you fall on it, doesn't really matter to me. It is something that's an alternative. Apple Pay, creepy, not a good alternative in my mind. But these are alternatives nonetheless to the system that we have. And so the ideas of this integration, creating this interglobalized society where you have winners and losers, stakeholders on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of these borders, somehow will create this unity and a collective control outside of the hands of those, you know, that want a responsive government, small government to work for them. So it's just become this monolith. And this idea that, you know, hey, the Brits did it, and guess what? The economy didn't crash. All of the things, all of the, you know, market analysis, the end of the world was going to happen, all of that's gone. And now calling for this Brexit, which they say, well, you know, we don't have to do that. There's Article 50 and there's a lot of things. Well, we'll Brexit one of these days, maybe in 2020, maybe never. But, you know, you don't want to do it because it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. And if you do it, babies will be starving and people will lose their jobs. I mean, I just remember this barrage of guilt tripping by the media, scaring people, you know, that dared to think for themselves and say, hey, maybe the people should have more control over their lives. You know, you might as well have been an anti-vaxxer. You may as well have been, you know, calling for Satan himself to take the presidency of the United States. It was unreal. Back in a flash, final segment on the other side, it's Blacklisted Reviews Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Great piece from Washington's blog. dear self-proclaimed progressives, as apologists for the neocon neoliberal empire, you are just as evil as the empire you've enabled. I couldn't have said it better myself. Charles Hugh Smith actually wrote this piece to the dear self-proclaimed progressive. I love you, man, but it has become necessary to intervene in your self-destruction. Your ideological blinders and apologies for the establishment's neocon neoliberal empire are not just destroying your credibility. They're destroying the nation and everywhere the empire intervenes. While you squandered your political capital defending zero-cost causes like safe spaces on college campuses, the empire was busy killing, maiming, and making refugees of women and children in Syria. President Obama and his neocon crew, former Secretary Hillary Clinton included, aren't fools. They rely on drones and proxy armies to do their dirty work. Neoliberalism is the establishment's core ideology, and by supporting Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, you further defended and rationalized the empire's neoliberal expansion and exploitation. Yes, please. Yeah, please take that to heart, people. Really, if you are making any kind of excuses for these people. And I know a lot of – my mom's one of them, and I love her to death, but she'll make a billion excuses for why Barack Obama did the things they did. And I understand, but she's making the wrong conclusion. My mom just thinks, well, he's a nice guy, and he can't really get a whole lot done. And that may be true, but it may be actually more true than a lot of people believe, because Barack Obama probably was a really nice guy. And when he, like Donald Trump, got sat down with his CIA handlers, those people giving his daily intelligence briefings, he got on board and he realized who was in control, and he didn't have a plan. He became a puppet. He became a face. While people attack Obama, whether he's a Muslim, whether he's born in Kenya, whether all the things that, yeah, I mean, they may be true. They're kind of beside the point, or should be at least. They're not core issues, because if it wasn't Obama, they may have somebody else who would be just as inept and just as cornered by, you know, the shadow government itself. Those people in the intelligence agencies, the corporate sponsors that they represent. I mean, when you look at Walmart. Walmart has extensive ties to the FBI, to intelligence agencies, to companies like H.B. Gary, to Stratfor, other groups that over the last 5 years or so have become really examples, big examples of how much private intelligence agencies are operating and on a parallel and even in sometimes on a superior level than our government itself. And those are the people that buy congressmen probably pretty cheaply and every once in a while can afford a senator. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't hate Barack Obama. And, well, I don't know who Donald Trump's working with. Pretty brazen. We'd think that he would have to have a pretty good idea of some of the other people that he's working with and the people that he's definitely butting heads against. You got to know your enemy. All right, guys, that is my time. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please support this show. Go to blacklistedradio.com. I want to thank all the people that have supported. Only got a few this week, so we'll just put those into next week's credits for you out there that supports the show. If you listen to it, it's those that support it that make it free for you. Commercial-free podcast, exclusive content will be available at blacklistedradio.com. Go there. I'll be back next week. Until then, everyone have a splendid, splendid week, and take care.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.